If you are a Hindu means you are a Shudra and Shudra means you are a son of prostitute, says DMK MPA Raja. Recalcitrant, incorrigible and rabid 2G scam famed a Raja again spewed venom. In continuation of his diatribe against Sanatana Dharma, Hinduism and their gods, in a public speech he said, if you are a Hindu means you are a Shudra, the lowest caste in the Varnashrama system, and Shudra means you are a son of prostitute. TNBJP has given petition to the Commissioner of Police seeking action against him. The former union minister made these remarks on September 7, while addressing a function at Namakkal organized to commemorate Dravida Kazhagam leader K. Veeramani's 6 decades association with the outfit's mouthpiece Viduthalai. Raja said, Viduthalai, Murasoli, DMK's mouthpiece, Thikathir, Communist Party of India's mouthpiece, and others should start asking, who is a Hindu? We should have the right to assert, we don't wish to be a Hindu, why are you keeping me as a Hindu? Known for his controversial innuendos, DMK MP from Nilgiris said, I haven't seen any religion like this. Lingayats in Karnataka are petitioning the Supreme Court saying that their way of worship and religious principles are different. They are asking themselves to be not declared as Hindus. But what is the apex court saying? The Supreme Court is saying that if you aren't a Christian, Muslim, or Persian, you've to be a Hindu. Is there any other country having such cruelty? Going further, Raja said, you're a Shudra till you remain a Hindu. You're a son of the prostitute till you remain a Shudra. You're a Panchaman, Dalit, till you remain a Hindu. You're an untouchable till you remain a Hindu. How many of you wish to stay as children of prostitutes? How many of you wish to remain untouchable? Only if we are vocal about these questions, it will become elemental in breaking Sanatana Dharma. Only when you start asking aloud as to how many of you want to be a son of a prostitute, an untouchable, will it destroy the roots of Sanatana. Time has come for Viduthalai, Murasoli, DMK and DK to take up the issue vigorously. TNBJP State Chief Annamalai has tweeted, sorry state of political discourse in Tamil Nadu. At Arivalayam MP has yet again spewed hatred against one community with the sole aim of appeasing others. Very unfortunate mindset of these political leaders who think they own Tamil Nadu. His speech has created a controversy and it is considered an insult of Hindu religion. Following furore, Raja justified his speech in a tweet, who are Shudras? Are they not Hindus? Why they have been insulted in Manusmriti denied equality, education, employment and temple entry. Dravidian movement as savior of 90% Hindus questioned and redressed these, cannot be anti-Hindus, sick. There have been multiple instances where he had abused Hindus and Hindu gods. But for Buddhism, Jainism and Ajivaka religions, all the others have a creation story with God at the center of the creation. However, Jesus and Muhammad are historical figures. So, it is only right to wish Christians on Christmas, the birthday of Jesus and Muslims on Ramzan, the birthday of Muhammad. The Puranas are completely baseless. The Asuras in Puranas are Dravidians and the Devas in Puranas are Brahmins, Raja justifying why they are not wishing on Hindu festivals, he said earlier. Earlier, the former union minister of the Congress-led UPA government had stirred a controversy saying, I threw away all holy ashes, vibhuti, and I also placed an elephant cracker below Ganesha's statue, and it exploded. He also said, as long as half an inch idol is there, you can't destroy Sanatana Dharma. We have to unite to wage a fight against. Very recently he warned the PM not to force them to revive separate Tamil Nadu demand. Raja is a crypto as his wife was buried as per Christian religious custom and he is enjoying all benefits available for Dalits. Thank you for listening to The Organizer.